We're joined by John Taylor from Stern AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Mark Myers is with us yesterday talking about Dell computers and trying to figure out what they were going to do. Mark, well, it's John today, and he has some ideas on it. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning. Well, it's official. The Dell board has voted to go private, no longer be a publicly traded company. Now, the deal may or may not happen, but it probably will. It's really the brainchild of Michael Dell, the guy who founded Dell Computer several years ago with $1,000 in capital from his college dormitory room. By the way, another college dropout who's done pretty well. A $24.4 billion leveraged buyout. One of the investors will be Microsoft, will invest $2 billion. Another partner will be Silver Lake Partners, which is a private equity firm. Now, you may have never heard of Silver Lake Partners, but pretty interesting track record. For example, back in 2009, they and some others bought a company called Skype. They bought it from eBay for $1.9 billion. 2 years later, they sold Skype to Microsoft for $8.5 billion. Dell's going to try to reshape themselves. We know what's happening to the PC market as people, quote, go mobile. Now, this is sure to produce a lot of lawsuits because the primary beneficiary of this could perhaps be Michael Dell. The price is being offered, $13.65 a share in cash, not much of a premium over where the stock's been trading. There will also be what's called a go shop clause in here for 45 days where the committee can shop it with other people. At the same time that Dell Computer is going private, Hewlett-Packard, HP, is trying to decide whether or not they're going to break up the company into several parts. Some of their directors believe the company would be worth more if they could separate it into separate companies. At the same time that Dell is going private, HP sees this as an opportunity to steal customers away from Dell Computer. In fact, a statement from HP's management says this: leverage buyouts tend to leave existing customers and innovation, quote, at the curb. So they're going to go after Dell's customers during this period of time when they're going private. And big problems for a company called McGraw-Hill. McGraw-Hill, of course, a publishing company, owns a number of things, J.D. Power and Associates, but their thing that they make most of their money from is Standard & Poor's, S&P. We know about the rating services where S&P rates bonds and debt issues that are being issued and tries to tell investors how risky they are. Well, the Justice Department has filed a $5 billion lawsuit against McGraw-Hill. By the way, that stock has dropped 25% in the last 2 days because of this lawsuit from the Justice Department. Attorney General Eric Holder says that their conduct is, quote, egregious and goes to the very heart of the recent financial crisis. And he points out that they were the primary contributor to the collapse of a lot of financial securities that brought down banks and General Motors and other things back in 2008. We'll see what really happens there. And if you're used to getting mail on Saturday, guess what? Not going to happen anymore. Not much of a surprise. The U.S. Postal Service, which just a few days ago raised the price of a stamp again, says that beginning in August, they're not going to deliver regular mail on Saturday. However, they're going to continue to have package delivery 6 days a week. Why? Well, because the volume continues to drop for letters and other type of mail, but continues to grow substantially for package deliveries. In fact, the U.S. Postal Service says package deliveries up 14% since 2010. And lastly, trivia question. How many zeros are in a trillion? You know, if you listen to the government numbers, a trillion here, a trillion there, pretty soon you're talking about real money. Well, the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, says, whoopee-whoopee celebrate, that the deficit will fall below $1 trillion this year for the first time since 2008. But that's assuming these automatic spending cuts, the sequestration cuts, happen in March. But even if that happens and the deficit goes below $1 trillion, the CBO says that debt will continue to climb. It'll hit $20 trillion, that's with a T, 12 zeros and a T, in by 2023. And the annual interest payments on that debt will be $850 billion a year.
Just find a few more zeros, John.
Well, right, we're going to have to talk about whatever is after a trillion. What is that, a quadrillion or something? Or maybe it's like Forrest Gump, it's a gozillion.
Oh, man. All right. Thank you, John.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. That is a lot of money. Well, John can help you with your money and give you some advice. Just visit with him, 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith, or you can phone him, 479-782-2527, 782-2527, or email John at johntaylor@sternag.com.